Welcome back to Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner. Western Maryland has seen a big resurgence of black bears. As late as the 1970s, they'd be considered an endangered species in our state, but their population has bounced back so significantly that Maryland has sanctioned annual black bear hunts since 2004. During that first hunt, 20 bears were harvested. In 2013, the number was 94, and this year's black bear hunt starts on Monday. For more on the Maryland bear population, we're joined by Harry Spiker. He's the game mammal section leader at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service, and he's on the line from Frostburg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Folks who do not live in Western Maryland may not have seen a black bear in the flesh, or maybe in the fur. Can you describe them for us?
Yeah, I can. They're not as huge as a lot of people think. I mean, they vary in size, of course, but adult females get to be about 150 to 300 pounds. While males may max out at 250 to 400 pounds or more, the largest bear I've seen was 615 pounds. So they do get pretty sizable. They do a good job tolerating people, if you will. They actually thrive in and around people in our forested habitats out here in Western Maryland.
Bears generally do fine with people. People don't necessarily do fine with bears.
That is true. I you know, it's funny. I work with both species a good bit, and I've found over time that bears tend to be more tolerant of us than we are of them. I try to tell people, you know, they're not inherently good and they're not inherently evil. They're bears on the landscape, you know, doing what bears do to survive.
Can you tell us a story about how bears interact with people?
Sure. People and bears come in contact regularly. Usually the normal response is a bear sees a person, the bear runs. Oftentimes, you know, the bear runs before the people know that the bear is even there. And that's the normal response. But when bears learn to associate people with food, that's when things change. Bears are very intelligent animals. You know, they've got good long-term memories. So if they get a food source at one place, they'll remember that and they'll come back and check it later. And they will follow their nose, and trash and bird feeders are the biggest thing. Bears spend a lot of time, especially this time of year, trying to put pounds on. They eat a lot of calories. It takes a lot of calories for them to pack on pounds for the winter for their hibernation period. They may move up to 20 hours a day this time of year trying to find food. And if they can eat our McDonald's scraps, they don't have to forage as long in the forest to get those calories. So once they learn that and associate that, then they'll come back. And that's when we have some problems with the interactions. One of those I responded to, I believe it was 2 years ago. It was from somebody who was a vacation home renter. And they said, we came home and there's a bear in the house. It's in there right now. So I showed up and there was a family of tourists outside the house, kind of hiding behind a tree, ducking down. And I asked them, where's the bear? And they said, well, it's in the kitchen. So we have one method of dealing with this. It's tough love, if you will. We call it aversive conditioning. And basically, we give the bear a real bad time and try to teach it that it should fear people. And so I went behind the house with a shotgun loaded with non-lethal ammunition, rubber buckshot, rubber slugs, and some pyrotechnics, some noisemakers. And this bear stuck its head out. It saw me. It looked at me. And believe it or not, it had a bag of marshmallows in its mouth. And it jumped out. And of course, it dropped the bag of marshmallows. And I fired my rounds at the bear. I hit it in the butt with some rubber buckshot. I chased it through the forest, gave it a real bad time, scared the bejesus out of it. And when I walked back, no kidding, I found the bag of marshmallows. I found a box of graham crackers. I found Hershey bars all outside the window that it had collected up. So, you know, I swear that bear was going to make s'mores.
Maybe that bear has learned its lesson. No more s'mores.
Yeah, we haven't had any other s'more-snatching bears in the neighborhood since.
About how many black bears are there in Western Maryland?
Well, in the two western counties, Garrett and Allegheny, where we've done actual population estimates, we're estimating over 1,000 adult and sub-adult bears right now. And that totally excludes the cub class.
On to this year's black bear hunt. 500 hunting permits awarded last month. That's more permits than ever before. How does the process work?
Well, we determine the number of permits really based on the population. We monitor the population, and we started hunting bears in 2004. And our goal at the time was to allow the bear population to continue to grow, but at a slower rate than it had been. And that's exactly what's happened. Our bear population has continued to grow. If you look at it at the same time, back in 2004, we had just over 300 adult and subadult bears. We're now up over 1,000.
So we've gone from 300 bears to 1,000-plus bears in, what, 11 years?
Yeah, yeah.
That seems to me like an amazing population growth.
It is. And again, yeah, regionally, you know, we're right on par with what's going on. These are the good old days for black bears in Maryland and throughout this region.
There used to be quotas attached to black bear hunts in Maryland.
Right.
There aren't any more. Why not? And how many bears are you hoping to be harvested this year?
When we first set this bear hunt up, it was the first bear hunt we'd had since, in 51 years. So we were extremely conservative and cautious. We wanted to make sure that we didn't damage the population and did allow it to grow. So we attached this quota system. Well, over 10 years of hunting, we've learned what the harvest rates were and what to expect from the hunters. And we learned that on average, hunters would reach quota in 4 days. So last year we made the switch and we just set a 4-day season. So whatever comes in 4 days, and that's based on the 10 years of hunting data that we had.
Are there any special places that people go to find black bears?
Historically, most people have come to Garrett County, although now Western Allegheny County has the highest density of black bears in the two counties. I advise people this time of year, you know, bears are looking for food. So, you know, the most successful hunters are the ones that spend time scouting and find a food source out there, such as an acorn, you know, a flat with acorns on it. And that's where they seem to do pretty well.
But hunters need to look for food that bears might find. Bear baiting itself is prohibited, right?
That is correct. Yeah, bear baiting is not legal. They look for the food and look for the cover because, surprisingly, black bears are they're the biggest, baddest animal in the woods, and they don't know it. Surprisingly, they want to stay hidden. Even the bears that become a nuisance, if you will, getting into people's trash and things like that, they'll yank a trash bag out and then carry it up into the woods 100 yards and lay down to eat it. They want to be protected and hidden. So cover is a really important thing as well. So the laurel and rhododendron thickets that we have out here are wonderful places for hunters to look. You know, fortunately for the bears, a lot of hunters don't like walking into that type terrain because it's really rugged terrain.
Will you be taking part in this year's black bear hunt?
No, I'll be working at a check station where any successful hunter has to bring his or her bear to the check station. And that's where they get a possession tag to know it was legally taken. And then we also get some biological information from that. We take a tooth sample, which is how we determine the age of our population. So we do that. We take some DNA samples and some other biological samples to help us manage the population as a whole.
Maryland's annual black bear hunt in Garrett and Allegheny counties starts on Monday. Harry Spiker is game mammal section leader at the Maryland DNR. Thank you so much for telling us about it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
There's more online at wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner.
That'll do it for this edition of Maryland Morning. Nathan Sterner is our co-host, director, and engineer. Rob Sivek and Jonna McCone produce the program with production help from Connor Graham and Scott Seiss. Chris Kennedy at Clean Cuts Music wrote our theme song. Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville keeps us caffeinated. You can check him out online at zekescoffee.com. Keep in touch. Send us a tweet at Maryland Morning or drop us an email at mdmorning@wypr.org. On Maryland Morning Monday, Aaron Henkin and Wendell Patrick will give us a sneak peek at their newest installment of their Out of the Blocks series, and we'll continue our religion series, Living Questions. Hope you can join us. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.